Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you all for the address of welcome. I'm here on my first official visit after assuming office. It is very kind of the people of Madras to show their regard for this high office. It has been my privilege since I arrived in this city to be the recipient of goodwill and kindness from all. We attained independence only a short time ago. A great deal still remains to be done to make this independence full of meaning for everyone who resides in this country. We were engaged in a struggle to achieve freedom for a pretty long time. Even after having attained it, we have been confronted with numerous difficulties. We have faced those difficulties to a considerable extent with success. But that is not enough. A great deal of positive, constructive work is required to make the people happy and prosperous. I think fighting for independence was not as difficult as I think fighting for independence was not as difficult as is working for the good of the people. While we were engaged in the struggle against a foreign power, we could get the assistance of all classes and groups of people who were in favor of independence. That was one kind of work and had its own rewards. It brought in its train a certain amount of suffering and sacrifice which were borne by one's own choice. A certain amount of publicity also went with that sacrifice. In this constructive work, we have a different kind of thing to do. No doubt independence has brought with it many positions which we can occupy now, but which we could not aspire to in the past. We can make ourselves more comfortable and more prosperous. But the man who wants to devote himself to be quiet service of the country has less reward by way of publicity and headlines in newspapers. In fact, that is what the country needs today.